Shalom to all. Today we're going to be learning Yerushalmi Yuma Halacha Gimel and the Oizvah Tzuras Daf Tzan Yud Zayin Amud Aleph and the article Tzuras Daf Tzan Yud Ches Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Bas Biakav Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So we're talking about the Kohen or Kohen Gadol going to the mikvah before doing the Avodah. So the Mishnah tells us Ein Adam Nichas Hazar La Avodah Afilu Tahar Ad Sheyitbol. A person, meaning a Kohen, is not allowed to go into the Hazar for Avodah even if he's Tahar until he goes to the mikvah. Now just talking about Yom Kippur Chamish Tefilas Vasar Kedushin Toivol Kohen Gadol Mekadosh Bay Bayah. There was 5 tevilos and 10 kiddushin that the Kohen Gadol did that day. 5 tevilos means he went to the mikvah 5 times. This is when he was changing avodos. There were some avodos he was doing that were only Yom Kippur avodos. They're special for Yom Kippur. And there are certain avodos he was doing because every day this avodos is done in the base of Mikdash. And so in between each stage, he went to the mikvah. There was 5 immersions in the mikvah. And he also changed begadim. He changed clothing. There was a shemayna begadim, the regular 8 begadim, the 8 vestments of the Kohen Gadol. And then there's a special white begadim that he wore on Yom Kippur. So every time he changed clothing, he needed a kid. That's when he took them off and when he put them on. So for every tevila, he needed obviously to take them off and put on new ones. So that's 5 tevilos and 10 kiddushim. Now, v'kulam b'kodesh beis ha-parva, all of these tevilos are in the kodesh in the beis ha-parva, which is a mikvah that was inside the azara. Chutz mizu bilvad, except for this one, meaning except for the first one, he couldn't be tevil in the azara because you can't even come into the azara until you go to the mikvah. So that was done in a different mikvah. Now, the Gemara just clarifies the Mishnah, kinam asnisa. This is what the Mishnah is saying. Lo haya adam nichas la azara, ula avayda, afilu tar achu tevil. So the proper gears of the Mishnah is not in Adam Nichans La Azara La Avoida, that a person can't go into the Azara to do Avoida. It's a person can't go into the Azara and to do Avoida, as the Gemara clarifies. Loisev Davar La Avoida, it's not ultimately that the only time he has to go to the mikvah is if he's going to be doing Avoida. El Afilu Shaloi La Avoida, it's even if he's not going to be doing Avoida, he's just going into the Azara, he has to go to the mikvah. Now, Shalos Ben Zayma, they ask Ben Zayma, Ma Makam L'Tvila Zu, what's the whole purpose of this Tvila? If he's Tahar, why would he have to go to the mikvah? So Amlami told them, Ma Mishashu Nichas Mi Kaidash L'Kaidash Ton Tvila, just like in a situation where he goes from one Kaidash to another Kaidash, where he's in the Azara and he's switching Avoida from one to another, he has to go to the mikvah. That's referring to the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, while Mechal HaKadosh L'Kol Shekein, shouldn't we say for sure that he was going from a Chol place, he's outside the Hazara, and now he's coming into the Hazara, which is Kodesh, for sure he has to go to the Mikvah. However, the Gemara asks on this Kal V'Chaymer, Loitzur Chadala, M'Kodesh L'Kodesh L'Yitan Tvila, Mechal HaKadosh Yitan Tvila, are you saying that from Kodesh to Kodesh, he doesn't really need Tvila, and then from Chol to Kodesh, he does need Tvila? How does the Kal V'Chaymer work? Classic Kal V'Chaymer is, you start out with something Kal, something more lenient, and you see that a particular din applies to it, and then you take something which is more Chamor, it's more stringent, so you say for sure that din applies there as well. So what's our kal? The kal is from kodesh to kodesh needs tevila. In other words, if we get into the depth of it, what Ben Zayim is trying to say is that really from kodesh to kodesh you shouldn't have to go to the mikvah. But still, we see that from kodesh to kodesh he does have to go to the mikvah. So the chamor thing from chol to kodesh of course needs tevila. Now the question on that is why are you taking that as an obvious? Why are you saying that from kodesh to kodesh you shouldn't need tevila? Of course you should need tevila from kodesh to kodesh. If he's going from the azara into the kodesh kodashim, why should he not need tevila? Why is that more kal than the chamer of chol to kodesh? So Rav Shammai explains, v'cheni, this is what we're referring to, yuzayin omabez on top, ma'im mikodesh l'kodesh, she'enoi einish kares, just like when he's going from one kodesh to another. There's no einish of kares there. If he's tamei, ton tvila, he's also do tvila when he's going from one to the other, while mechol l'kodesh, shu'anish kares, l'kol she'ken ye ton tvila, when he's going from chol to kodesh, that if he's tamei and he goes into the azara in the state of toma, he's going to be chayv kares. Wouldn't we say for sure he needs tvila? However, the Gemara asks on this as well, v'afilim mikodesh l'kodesh, she'enoish kares. What do you mean? Even if he's going from one kodesh to another kodesh, he would need kares. Kaidanin Taman, we have a mission over there. This is Maseches Shavuos when it talks about all these dinim of a person who's tamei going into the Beis Hamikdash or remaining in the Beis Hamikdash in a state of toma. Hishtachva oisha shakadei shtachavaya. That if he bowed down or if he waited the amount of time it takes to bow down, he's chayv kares because he lingered, he hung out in the Beis Hamikdash for too long. He didn't leave right away. And so for sure, if a person goes from one kodesh to another, if he goes from the Hazar to the Kodesh Kedashim or even to the Heichal and he's tamei, of course he's going to be chayv kares in that case. Now we just take a little bit of a pause and explain ad kami shir shtachavaya, how long is a shir that it takes to bow down, that if he waits that amount of time, being tamei in the Beis Hamikdash, he's chayv kares. So Rav Simon says, v'shem Yishu ben Levi, ad kidei, the amount of time it takes to say the pasuk, v'yichru apayim arza al ritzba v'yishtachavu, and Rav Omaisef, he adds on, ad, until the part of the pasuk, which is a few words later, v'hoides l'Hashem kitayv, and Rav Mana Maisef, Rav Mana adds on, it's even a little bit more time, he goes all the way till the end of this pasuk, ad kilo elam chazan, until kilo elam chazan. This is obviously a difference in a millisecond, maybe half, maybe a full second, but it's a very short amount of time. That's the amount of time a person, if he waits in the Beis HaMikdash in a state of Tumah, is going to be chayiv. But back to our discussion, we still don't have an answer of why a kohen would have to be tovel before he goes into the Beis HaMikdash in the morning if he's tahar. And the answer is, Tani was taught, Amar Rav Yehuda explains, Kol atzman lo yiskinu tefila zu, ela b'nei tefila srach. Only reason why they're mataking this tefila is because of tefila srach. Srach literally means to hold on. In other words, this is just a takana. It's a reminder tefila. Sometimes a person is going to be tovel in the morning because he has to before he goes into the Azara. And then Runizkar Keri Yashan Sheesh Biyadai. He's going to remember that he has old Keri, which means he was a Baal Keri. He never went to the mikvah. And he says, oh my gosh, I have to go to the mikvah because I'm a Baal Keri. And V'chayz Rubalai, now he's going to turn around and he's not going to go into the Azara. Because we know that a Baal Keri, even if he went to the mikvah, he still has to wait for Harav Shemesh. He has to wait for sundown that evening in order to be 100% Tahar. So that's the whole purpose of this tefillah. Even if he's Tahar, simply going to the mikvah is going to remind him that maybe he has a higher level of Toma that he has to be careful of. Now we continue discussing this. The Tanakhama holds that if a woman had Tashmish and then she became a Nida, she needs to go to the mikvah, whereas a Buda Pater, Buda Paters. What's this referring to? So there's a din that a woman who has Tashmish is like a man who's a Baal Keri, and just like a man who's a Baal Keri has to go to the mikvah, so too this woman would have to go to the mikvah. But what happened in this situation? She was a Meshameshes, so she has a din of a Baal Keri, and then she became a Nida. Well, Nida requires 7 days of waiting and then going to the mikvah. So according to the Tanakhama, she still has to be Toivol for the fact that she was a Meshameshes, whereas Rabbi Yehuda says she doesn't have to. The question is, Machal Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda arguing? Al tefila srach, oy mishum afilu tovel mahu mayel. It's because he's saying that we don't hold this tefila srach. Over here, this would just be a takana that she would have to go to the mikvah because practically it's not helping out at all. Going to the mikvah due to the fact that she was mishameshes in this particular situation doesn't do anything for her because she's a nida. So maybe the reason why he says she doesn't have to go to the mikvah here is because there's no tefila srach, there's no takana in such a case, or maybe because being tovel in this particular situation doesn't help out with anything practical. Now, even though that sounds similar, we explain what the difference is. That's what the Gemara says. Ma nafik mina, what's the difference over here? What's the difference between these two svaras? The answer is Ra Keri. If we're talking about a man, not a woman, but a man who first became Baal Keri and then he became a Zav, which is a much higher level. So in Tamar Chalk Rabbi Yehuda Tefila Srach, if you want to say that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda argues in the case of Mishameshes, Shiras and Nida, is because we don't make takanas that you should have to go to the mikvah for no practical purpose. Well, over here, Dvar Tairahu, it's actually Midairaisa. When he becomes Baal Keri, before he became a Zav, Midairaisa he has to go to the mikvah for his Keri. So even though on a practical level, it's not helping him at all because he's a much higher level of Tumah now, he's a Zav, at the end of the day, he still had this Tumas Keri, which Midairaisa was Mechayivim to go to the mikvah, so he would have to go. Where's your chasam on top? In Tamar Afilu Toivel Mahu Mayel, if you want to say the reason why, in the case of the Mishmeshes Shara Nida, she doesn't have to go to the mikvah, is because it's simply not helpful at all. Well, it's the same thing over here. Mayel Hushu Toivel, over here, is it helpful at all? That this Baal Keri who became a Zav is going to go to the mikvah for his Keri? No, because as we just said, he's a Zav and he's a much higher level of Tumah. So of course, there's no practical purpose in him going to the mikvah. So that would be a practical nafkamina in understanding Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So now the Gemara answers the question. Kadada Tani, it's like that was taught in the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Kol atzma leiskinu tefila zu el b'nei tefila srach." The whole reason why they were matakin the tefila of a kohen before he goes into the Azar every morning is a tefila srach. Why is that? Shapam shadam hayachler chayitz, because sometimes he's going to go to the mikvah. Who's niska kari yashin shabiyad? He's going to remember that he has an old din of kari. Chaz Rubala, and then he's going to turn around and he's not going to go in. Now Hadarma this tells us that loychalak Rabbi tefila srach. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue on the concept of tefila srach, and that he's perfectly okay with making a takana. The person would have to go to the mikvah, even though it's just midrabanan. Ella must be that why does he argue in the case of Mishmeshes Shra Nida Mishama Filu Toivol Mahu Mayel? It's because the svara is that even if one does go to the mikvah in the situation, it's not going to help out at all. Because again, both in the case of Mishmeshes Shra Nida or with the man who's a Baal Keri and then he became a Zav, there's no purpose in going to the mikvah for the lower level Toma because there's still a higher level of Toma. So that's our answer. And on Talacha Dalid, we continue discussing the Avoda of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. The Mishnah says Parsu Sadon Shel Butz Bein Levein Ha'am. They, meaning the helper Kehanim, would spread out a sheet of linen in between him, meaning in between the Kohen Gadol and the nation. The reason why they used a linen sheet was to remind him that the special Yom Kippur Avodah is done in linen garments. Now, Pashat, he undressed, Yard, he descended, Vitaval, he immersed, Allah, he came up, Minestapag, he dried himself off, Havi Uloi, Big Day Zahav, they brought him his golden garments, Vilavash, he got dressed, Vikidashaz Raglov, he washed his hands and feet. As we said, every time he dressed and undressed from the Big Day Kahuna, he had to wash his hands and feet. Havi Uloi is Hatamid, this is the first Avodah in the morning, this has nothing to do with Yom Kippur, it's just regular day, it's a Tamid, they brought him the garment Tamid, Kartza, he cut it, this is not a lashon of shechita. Shechita means it's a full-fledged shechita. Kratza means he just cut it the bare minimum, and that's because we're going to see in a second he had to do the Kabbalah Sadam. So he just did the bare minimum shechita, and then he was able to do the Kabbalah, and that's what we see happen next. Umerik achar shechita yadai, a different kohen finished off the shechita v'kibulas damai, and the kohen gadol did Kabbalah Sadam v'zarkai, and he did zrika sadam. The nechaz akter sektayres, he went to bring the ktayres ulayit v'zaneiros and to clean out the menorah and set the neiros up, and then lahakav v'sarosh v'sayvarim v'sachavitim v'sayayin to bring the head, the ivarim, the chavitim, and the wine. This is everything to do with the carbon tamid that's brought every single day. Now the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Elazar says, "B'shem Rabbi Shaya, ad sheyishchid by shnayim u'rayv shnayim." That when it comes to kudshim, that either the entirety of both simanim, the trachea and the esophagus, have to be cut, or even just the majority of them. It doesn't have to be the whole thing. And the chiddush over here is that we know that by chulin, by just a regular animal that you want to shecht for Shabbos cholin, it only has to have rayv shnayim, the majority of both simanim shechted. But you might think that kudshim is different because you need the blood, so you would have to do the entire shechita. And the chiddush is that no, it only has to be the majority of both simanim. And again, that's what the Kohen Gadol did. He shechted the majority. Somebody else finished the shechita, so the Kohen Gadol could do the Kabbal Sadam. And Rabbi Yisrael says, "Masis Amar Ken." That's what Mishnah tells us. If you lose a tamid, karatzai. They brought him the tamid, and he was kairatzai, which again means he cut it and not a full fledged shechita. Now we discuss his lashon of karatzai a little bit. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, "Keretz mitzafayin bava," that a keretz is surely coming from the north. The early part of the pasuk tells us, "Eglo yifeifia mitzrayim." The mitzrayim is considered a fine calf, but there's a keretz. It's coming from the north, and you better be careful of this keretz. Now it's referring to Nebuchadnezzar, whom we know eventually destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. But the question is, what's his lashon of keretz? So Rav Chanina, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, they argue. Chana number one says nechusa. Keretz is lashon of cutting. That's what nechusa means, cutting or killing. And Vacharna Amr, the other one says nesucha. It's lashon of uprooting because he's going to come and uproot everyone and send them to galus. Now Amr nechusa, the one that says nechusa, which means cutting or killing. Minadalus comes from here. Heviule as a tamid karatzai. They brought him the tamid and he was kairetz it. So kairetz lashon of cutting or killing. That's what the Kohen Gadol did to the tamid. Now Amr nesucha, the one who says nesucha. What does this mean? Magliana, to send him to galus. In other words, to uproot and send out from where the person or thing belongs. And what's the source of the pasuk? Mechaymer kairatzti gam ani. I too was uprooted from clay. So we see the lashon of keres, or over here the words kairatzti, it means to uproot. We're going to stop here for a day and pick up tomorrow with halacha. Hey, continue to discuss the avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur itself. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.